This is lesson number 8 in chronological Bible storying, and here we're just going to look at the scripture passages that relate to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And then at the end of this, there are a number of study questions that you can cover with your Muslim friend. Let's read this passage together from Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3 together. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Amen. Now let's scroll down a little bit and begin to look at the questions here that you can address to your Muslim friend, and then respond to them as you see fit, as those questions come up. You remember from our lesson, the previous lesson, number 7, we talked about the question, what is the nature of the blessing to Abraham? You can ask that as a general question, and if your Muslim friend doesn't have any suggestions, you might say, well, was it power? Or money, or influence? Did it have to do with occult forces, or the jinn? Jinn, by the way, is the Muslim word for spirit, and there is one surah, one chapter of the Quran, chapter 72, which is entitled the Surah Al-Jinn, about the spirit forces. So you might say, does this have to do with that kind of thing? And if your Muslim is a folk Muslim background, they may have a lot to say about that. Did it concern children, or life force? Collect your Muslim friend's ideas about this. And then go on to your second question. That is, what kind of law or sharia did God give to Abraham? And your Muslim friend may be a little bit questioning at that point, not really sure. Well, the answer is, as you already know, nothing. God didn't give Abraham any sharia at this point. Which leads us to the next question. What was the nature of their communication? What was it like when God and Abraham talked to each other? And if your Muslim friend is a little unclear, you might say, was it formulaic? Do we see any example of a holy language that he had to use or certain set formulaic things that he had to say? And the answer is no. It was just God talking to him and he talking back. So what is the role of promises in their communication? That's an interesting thing, because God makes some phenomenal promises here to Abraham, that he would bless him and that he would bless those who blessed Abraham and curse those who cursed him. But most importantly, Abraham was intended to be a blessing to all the nations on the earth. After you discuss this for a little while, you might ask your Muslim friend to reflect on what it means to be called Khalilullah. What does it mean to be called the friend of God? And as you reflect on that, you want to get to the place of talking about what that blessing really is. The blessing is not power, money, influence, occult force, life force, ability to have lots of children. To be blessed is to be a friend of God, to be in an intimate relationship with God. And then we ask, final question, number 6 here, how does this new relationship redress the problem we saw in Genesis chapter 3? And by the way, when this problem is redressed, it's not redressed through a new set of sharia that's set up, but it's God taking the initiative, God initiating the restoration of the relationship. This is a powerful message for Muslims. We're not on earth just to keep the law, just to be tested. We're on earth in order to be called back into right relationship with God, to know God intimately and to experience God. And by the way, when you teach on this, remember, your Muslim friend has the same longing for this that you have. In many ways, I've found Muslims have far more longing in this direction than your typical secularized Westerner. God bless you as you share this wonderful, hopeful message with your Muslim friends.